Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry is in Kenya to meet with Kenyan President William Ruto. According to Henry's office, the Prime Minister will meet Kenyan leaders and security officials to discuss and finalize details of the Kenya-led multinational security support. Kenya has agreed to deploy 1,000 police officers to help Haiti restore peace and security. However, the planned deployment has run into legal challenges, and a Kenyan court in January ruled it's illegal that the President and his National Security Council have no authority to send troops to Haiti or any other country. Many Kenyans have expressed concerns about the deployment and the safety of the officers who may be sent to Haiti.
The Constitution does not have a lineup for deployment of police officers, or rather, what they would do, what court says, they would do what is there provided in the Constitution. is to send the defense forces. That's what we have been seeing being sent to other countries to bring peace into those countries. But I think whatever court said, I think there's something in it. There's something in it. There should be a laid down structures and procedures to be followed to make sure the Kenyan troops are Kenyan police officers are safe wherever they are, and what are the securities that Haitian government is putting.
I don't know, when we see those tear gas and the rungus and some guns, we run away. But those gangsters will not run away. They will fight. So unless we want to equip our police with enough equipment and retrain them to deal with such gangsters, is when we can send them. But sending them now, these policemen I see around, who cannot even deal with some few people in Kondele, you want to send them to Haiti, let them not try. Let that Prime Minister go back empty-handed.
The Caribbean nation is currently facing a significant challenge from violent gangs who have taken control much of the city and vowed to overthrow the government. The Prime Minister hopes his visit will expedite the deployment and Kenyan police officers will join him to restore normalcy to his country. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.